At the bottom, I have put the names of 2, 4, 6, 8 books, which have some excellent sections dealing with the areas of truth that I have been seeking to cover this weekend. And in fact, had I had more time, again, this matter of being selective, I would have read some very excellent quotes from these books to further whet your appetite. Perhaps I ought to mention them now. I won't get opportunity later. Charles Spurgeon's Lectures to His Students is one of those. I think if I had to whittle down to 12 books, this would be one of the 12. To read and reread, I think I've gone through at least twice, some sections more than that. Very helpful, all the way from the preacher's self-watch to the use of gestures. And with Spurgeon's typical wit and penetration to the core of the issues, this would be a lifetime companion. And then the book from which I'll be quoting several times this afternoon, Charles Bridges, a man in the establishment of the Church of England back in the 1800s, I believe, The Christian Ministry. Excellent section here on the right use of the law in the Christian ministry and how to preach the gospel. And the aspects that I'll be touching this afternoon of speaking with discrimination and with application of truth, an excellent lifetime companion to the minister. And then my secretary, either I didn't speak too clearly on the dictation, or she got 3 letters of John Newton. It's supposed to be the letters of John Newton, the little paperback by Banner of Truth Trust, in which John Newton has some very helpful material on the call to the Christian ministry. I would say outside of Mr. Clowney's book on this subject, for something brief, which brings into focus the principles that are operative in a valid call to the ministry. Mr. Newton does an excellent job in this area. Some helpful suggestions on people who are grappling with the truth of election. He writes to someone who was having problems in this area and gives some very judicious and helpful advice. And then The Reformed Pastor by Richard Baxter. And then a new book, I understand you have at the bookstore, The Forgotten Spurgeon by Ian Murray. And then a little paperback, Words to Winners of Souls, a little manual that in periods of dry spiritual experience, take a day or an afternoon and go off with your Bible and that little book. And with dependence upon the Lord, I'm sure you'll come back refreshed. And then another excellent book by Spurgeon, An All-Round Ministry, which contains 12 of the lectures Spurgeon delivered for some 25 years when the men who graduated from his pastor's college would come back for a yearly convocation, and he would charge them as sort of the elder amongst the flock, sort of the bishop of the of that gathering. Very helpful material, and so I commend those books for your reading. Might purchase them as soon as possible and then make lifetime companions of those bonds.